Hi, this is Justin Coletti of Sonic Scoop, and thanks for joining me for this week's episode of the Sonic Scoop podcast. And today, we're going to be talking about one of those things that is so difficult for producers and engineers when they're just starting out, and not really when they're just starting out, often for years and years. One of our popular podcast guests was Michael Brower, and Michael told me that he couldn't hear the sound of compression for the first, five or more years of being in audio. And this is one of the top mixers working today. And his story is not uncommon. Compression is often the last thing that most of us figure out when we get into the audio game. I am going to give you today a set of foolproof tips for really starting to hear the sound of compression. And once you start hearing it, you'll never stop hearing it. You could leapfrog ahead of, yes, even the great Michael Brower and me in your learning experience by following this strategy. It is a pretty simple approach, and it requires listening. It is going to require a little bit of work on your part, but I think you're cut out for it. Man, this is a powerful technique. I've only shared it really in depth before my Mixing Breakthroughs course, but I'm going to give it to you right now because it's just something I need to get in the hands of more people so people can really get started, hit the ground running, and feel more comfortable and confident using compressors. When are we going to get into it? Right the heck now, because I'm going to shout out our sponsors a little later on in the podcast. A lot of people have been liking this format, so stay tuned, and later I'll shout out Soundtoys, sponsoring once again, one of my favorite plugin companies, Focusrite, I'm talking through one of their Claret Prees right now, and Eventide. We'll talk about them later on, but for right now, let's get right into compression. Okay, so one of the most popular videos I've probably done so far on our YouTube channel is one from a few years back. I think it's called Mastering Your Compressor, Attack and Release Settings. And I think one of the reasons that video is so popular is because a lot of people, when they're learning compression, the attack and release stuff comes last. A lot of us figure out threshold and ratio early on, and we get a sense for that, right? Your threshold is the point at which your compressor kicks in. Anything that goes above the threshold is going to get compressed. Your ratio is how much we're compressing. The attack and release is a little nebulous to people, but you can think of it as the attack being how quickly the compressor kicks in, whether there's like a delay before it really starts compressing. And the release, you can think of how quickly the compressor lets go, whether it lets go and stops compressing right away, or whether it is compressing for a while longer. Those are our basic controls on any compressor. Some compressors don't even have these controls. Vintage style ones, they have them kind of under the hood fixed, but pretty much any plugin you open now is going to have all four of these controls. And the reason that attack and release video is so popular with people, it's not only because I do a fairly decent job of explaining how they work and how you might want to set them, but because there's an insight there into hearing the sound of compression the first time. And once you start hearing it, you're never going to stop hearing it. And this is something you have to do for yourself. Sure, I could open up a session right now, start playing around with a plugin in front of you, but that is not the best way to start hearing compression for yourself. It is about developing a sense memory. So when you're done listening to this, whether it's later today or right afterwards, I want you to crack open a session, no matter what DAW you have, no matter what basic plugin you have, no matter what audio you want to use, and I want you to try these tactics. Once you do it, man, it is huge. Okay, so to hear compression, to learn to hear it really well and notice all of its subtleties, the biggest thing you've got to start doing is abusing compressors. I mean, do all the things you're not supposed to do with them. And do it, you know, when you're not under the gun, when you're not on the clock, when you're not getting paid to futz around. This is like personal development time, learning to hear a compressor, okay? So you're going to open up a session, and this is actually a great thing to use is something like drums or a finished track, preferably an unmastered track, but even a commercial release will do. So if you have an old mix of yours that's not mastered, opening that up is great, or a fairly dynamic commercial mix, open that up, put a compressor on it. And the way you're really going to start hearing compression is by limiting the number of variables you play with on your compressor at once. All right, so here's the game. You take your track, you put the compressor on, and you want to bring the threshold down so the compressor is kicking in very often. Every once in a while, your signal shouldn't be passing the threshold, so there should be some give and take, right? It shouldn't be just pegged 100% compression all the time. You want to put it to a place where you're really starting to get some compression. And then you want to turn your ratio up. Maybe turn it up 4-to-1, 6-to-1, 10-to-1. So it's starting to act a little bit more like a limiter. So now you should be getting a lot of compression. I don't care about the other settings right now. You're just going to dial in a decent amount of compression. You don't want the threshold so low so the compressor is just pegged, you know, 100% compression all the time. But so that's letting go every once in a while. But most of the time, you're getting significant compression on peaks. And the first thing I want you to do is set a really fast attack time and a medium fast release time. How fast is a fast attack time? As fast as it will go. How fast is like a medium-ish release time? I don't know. Somewhere between 60 milliseconds and 100 milliseconds is medium-ish. Okay, so somewhere in that range. And now you should be getting a sense for what really fast compression sounds like, fast attack compression specifically. You should get this sense of the transients kind of being smoothed out, of there being a lot of dynamic control, of you kind of evening out your peaks and getting a little bit of a sheen. So by playing with a compressor in this way and trying to set it up so that you are really getting a lot of fast attack compression and then gain matching and listening back and forth, compressed, uncompressed, at the same level, you're really just now hearing compression on the initial attack of the sound. And that is one form of compression. If you ask me, there's really four basic flavors of compression. And the biggest signatures here, and the thing you have the most control over as far as tonal shaping, is your attack and release times. And now you've just heard one of these basic styles of compression, and that is fast attack compression. All right, the next thing to get a sense memory for is what slow attack compression sounds like and how this sounds different from fast attack compression. So now you want to go through the same exercise, setting your threshold and your ratio and just slowing your attack down until you're dealing with a really slow attack time. What's a really slow attack time? Anywhere from 30 milliseconds to 100 milliseconds could be seen as a really slow attack time. And this is a totally different sound. Now, be aware, once you've adjusted your attack setting, you're probably going to need to adjust your threshold and bring it down lower. So the slower your attack is, the lower you generally need to adjust your threshold for your compressor to kick in. And now you want to develop a sense memory for this. Try to gain match it. Try to level match it to reduce the variables and listen to original sound, a lot of compression with a slow attack time. Original sound, a lot of compression with a slow attack time. And then compare these two sounds. What did the really fast attack compressor sound like? What did the really slow attack compressor sound like? And that is the first variable you should try to get some sense for. My tasting notes or listening notes here is that when I'm hearing fast attack compression, I'm hearing a smoothing of transients. I'm hearing more control. When I hear a slow attack compressor, I'm hearing things leap out at me a little bit more through the speakers. I'm hearing more punch, more articulation, more clarity, more bite, more thump, but maybe less control and less smoothness. And that is honestly enough for one day. If you can play around with that 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and play around with these controls, level match them, hear original sound, slow attack, fast attack, and hear it on a variety of program material, man, you're developing sense memory for this stuff. This is so much more effective for you actually learning what a compressor sounds like than any of the YouTube tutorials in the world where you're watching someone mouse around on screen and set compressors for you. Because to be honest, come on, if someone was to make this video for you, it would be incredibly boring and it would get zero views. I'm literally talking about you sitting there for 15 to 30 minutes and just experimenting and just listening and just going through this meditative process of, okay, what am I listening for? What are the differences? What am I hearing? Why does it sound like on this up-tempo track? Why does it sound like in this slow track? Why does it sound like this bass guitar? Why does it sound like on this set of drums? This is the most effective way to learn how to do audio stuff. It's not watching other people mouse around on the screen and mix for you. Okay, so now once you've done this and you're sold on this, now we can add in release settings. So now take your fast attack compressor settings, and I want you to play with a really fast release and a really slow release. What's a fast release? I don't know. Anything below 60 milliseconds-ish, is faster in the release department. What's a slow release? I don't know. Anything a little longer than 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 milliseconds, those are slower release times. What's a fast release and a slow release depends a little bit on the program material, the tempo of the stuff you're working on. But here are your listening notes for hearing the difference between a fast release and a slow release compressor. The faster that release gets, the more apparent level you're going to get, the more volume you're going to get, the more articulation you're going to get, the more aggression you're going to get. Fast release compression, man, it can really help you raise the apparent volume of a track. It can really make some details come out. But if you push it too fast, you might start to get a kind of trashy and distorted sound. On the other side, as you set your compressor's release slower and slower, you'll start to smooth out the sound more and more. And you can start to get a little bit more control and a little bit more of a feeling of evenness. But as you slow it down too much and too much, you can make the track kind of boring and lifeless, like it doesn't breathe. And if you slow it down way too much, well, then you just have really lousy, haphazard compression settings where your compressor hasn't even recovered and stopped gain reduction by the time the next major hit comes in. So that's something always to be wary of, is in general, you want to set your release time so that your compressor is pretty much recovered by the time the next dominant hit that's going to pull down the compressor comes in. And once you have it in that neighborhood, then you're playing around with, well, do I want things to sound a little smoother? Then I probably want a slower release. Do I want things to sound a little bit more aggressive? I probably want a faster release. Do I need more level? Probably a faster release. Do I want a little more trash and grit? Probably a faster release. Do I want things to be a little bit smoother and more transparent? Probably a slightly slower release. Up into a point, the point when it starts sucking. And you can make any type of compression suck, okay? But this is the big thing, is once you start to hear those four things, what a fast attack compression sounds like, what a slow attack compression sounds like, what a fast release compression sounds like, and what a slow release compression sounds like, well, now you've got the keys to the kingdom for setting compressors. Because no matter what, whenever you compress something, you are going to be shaping its envelope and altering its tone a little bit. So what I want you to do is when you go in and compress stuff, think about what you want out of that compressor before you're setting it. You're going to end up changing the envelope. So ask yourself before you even set it, in what way should I change the envelope? Is there too much transient stuff that here? Is it too kind of out of control and dynamic? Well, maybe I want to smooth things out with a fast attack compressor. And then figure out the release time from there. Maybe you say, there's not enough life here. It's just, it needs to come forward. It needs to come at me more. I need to get some more punch and articulation out of it. Well, maybe a slow attack compressor is the right thing. And then you can figure out the release from there. Maybe you're saying, I want to go for a really kind of trashy, aggressive, in-your-face sound. Probably going to go for a really fast release compressor with one of those attack profiles. Oh no, I need things to be a little bit more smooth and controlled. Maybe a slower release. But me just saying these words at you isn't enough. You watching me mouse around with the compressor, playing around with these things, isn't going to do it for you either. What's going to do it for you is to sit down and do this exercise. And I swear, you do this exercise one time for 15 to 30 minutes, your ability to hear compression will be changed for the rest of your life. You do it two times for 15 to 30 minutes, well, now you're really implanting it. Now you're really developing a sense memory. You do this a handful of times. I mean, once a week for the next 4 weeks, take 15 to 30 minutes to increase your ability to hear compressors, you will hear them better. If you're accustomed to listening to your mixes or your work in a car stereo or in headphones on a commute to double check things, consider printing some extreme settings, fast attack compressor, slow attack compressor, fast release, slow release. Consider printing some extreme settings and then listening to those in your car or on your commute or your alternate stereo system. And remember to do this with pretty extreme settings. You need really 4 to 10 dB of compression at least at first to start hearing these changes. And you also want to level match things so you can be sure that you're really hearing the subtleties of these changes. And you also want to be conscious of when you go from a fast attack to a slow attack compressor, you're probably going to change your threshold settings, because generally, the slower the attack, the lower you have to bring the threshold for the same amount of compression. The faster the attack, the higher up that threshold can be to get the same amount of compression. A few shout outs here. One is to the course Mixing Breakthroughs. And the teaching methodology in Mixing Breakthroughs is kind of like this. It's exercise driven, where I kind of become your mixing coach. So if you do this exercise and you find yourself saying the next day and the next week and the next month, whoa, I can hear compression now better than I ever could before, because I actually did this exercise instead of just watching mix tips and watching other people mix on YouTube, I actually did something and now I'm better at mixing and hearing audio stuff. Well, that's the point. That's what the whole course Mixing Breakthroughs is like. If you do this exercise and you have great results with it, I recommend checking out that course, mixingbreakthroughs.com, because it's all about huge breakthroughs like this that you can get very quickly by putting into practice some exercises that will make you leapfrog your current audio abilities. Other big shout outs, Focusrite. I'm talking into one of their Claret interfaces right now. Sounds great. Built like a brick. Man, I've had Focusrite stuff for like decades. I think my first thing was the ISA 428 preamp. I think I still have that guy. And they make some really high quality stuff from the least expensive Scarlett series interface range, one of the most popular interface ranges ever, all the way up to their high-end RedNet series. Also, big shout out to SoundToys. If you want to hear some crazy compression, check out SoundToys compressors. My goodness, the types of crazy compression you can do with SoundToys compressors. Also, Eventide, they make a totally overlooked sleeper hit of a compressor called the Omnipressor. It is a wild, unusual sounding compressor that you're definitely going to hear when you use it. It's part of their anthology bundle. They've been making super forward looking effects for like the past 40 years. Hey, have you liked this shorter podcast format? If so, let me know about in the comments below. And while you're down there in the comments below, say hi, okay? You know, I'm a person, you know, I'll read them. And if you have questions, type them in there. Also, if you're not on YouTube, if you're listening to the audio-only podcast version of this, shoot me an email, podcast@sonicscoop.com, if you have questions. And another thing, if you want to hear me mess around with some of this stuff and actually EQ things and compress things in front of you, well, I actually have a video just come out about, I think I'm using Isotope's Ozone and showing you some mastering tricks and tips inside of there. But I can also maybe start to do this on the podcast. Do you have a problem track you need help with? Think about sending it to me at podcast@sonicscoop.com. Or if you want me to master one of your tracks and then share the results on the podcast, man, I could see doing a mix rescue series as part of the podcast. A few people seem to like this idea. So if you have tracks you want me to do some audio magic to, consider sending them to me at podcast@sonicscoop.com. And if you can't wait and you need to hear me mousing around and compressing things for you, you can check out my full-length course, Mastering Demystified, or a whole bunch of other videos here on YouTube where I actually do break open the DAW. For now, this has been Justin Coletti of Sonic Scoop for the Sonic Scoop podcast. Thanks for hanging out with me. Go get compressing and tell me how you did.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.